show it to you pretty soon. Still have the luggage compartment that fit on the back of the car.
Oh.
And it's up this upstairs.
Hmm.
And then you got the Star, four-door Star, and then he bought a four-door Rio. And then he had a four-door Essex.
Yeah, I think we had an Essex once.
Two-door Essex, and the door opened from the front.
Mm-hmm. Dangerous as all get out, yeah. Hmm. I've never seen a Hewitt.
No Hewitt.
You know, I certainly wish I had one of these old electric cars, though.
There was an old electric car. It was on these streets for years and years, and it sold less than 3 years ago. And it was still running. And that woman drove it up until about 2 or 3 weeks before she died.
Hmm.
And whatever happened to it, I've asked a dozen people what happened to it, because I liked to have had it just parked in the front yard.
Mm-hmm. That would have been a good thing. I bet that brought a premium price.
Oh, it did. We found one of the first Pontiacs that was ever made. It's in a barn by Cooperton here about 3 years ago. 27, 28, 29 model Pontiac.
Huh. You and your wife?
Yeah, my wife and I, we were knocking on doors.
Did you buy it?
No, we just come back and told some friends of ours about it, and they had a boy about 16, 17 years old, and there were 8 or 10 of his friends got on bicycles and went up and bought that old car.
Oh my.
For $40. They pushed it to Snyder and sold it for $150.
Hmm.
Then those kids pushed it on their bicycle from Cooperton in the hills to Snyder, and some used car dealer saw them pushing and bought it.
Oh boy.
It hadn't been run in 20 years.
Hmm. Probably still had the gas.
Well, it probably did, and had good rubber on it.
Hmm. Oh, do you have those animals that live around the water here, the hard-shelled animals?
Turtles?
Uh-huh.
Well, there's a dry land turtle and a water turtle, and then there's a snapping turtle.
Mm-hmm.
The snapping turtle lived in the water and had a huge head.
Oh, they're mean things, aren't
they? They're mean.
I was just scared to death one night. Just, you know, when I wasn't scared, it was just a shock. But I'd been out fishing and came in to tie up the boat. I just happened to snap the flashlight down. And it was one of those big rascals with about that much water right off the boat. And he was about that big around. It just startled me to see him there. And he really put it in gear and got out. And he saw the
we were frog hunting one night, and a friend of mine out on the creek, and he reached down to pick up a frog, and I told him not to move. Well, he knew better than to move. It was right, the prettiest white. It was right in the light, and it was a huge white mouth, water moccasin, just getting ready to snap at that frog at the same time he was reaching for it. And that mouth shone in the light, snow white. And they say there's not many water moccasins in this part, deadly water moccasins in this part of the country.
Well, it takes one.
Only one.
Did you catch any more frogs?
Oh yeah, we caught quite a few frogs.
You stayed right with it?
Oh yeah, we killed it, went ahead. We had tosacks on our back, and we'd fill those up.
I think I would have gone home when I saw that big white mouth. How big was the snake?
Oh, he was possibly probably 7 or 8 inches in diameter.
Whoosh.
Yeah, a good 7 or 8 inches in diameter and possibly 5 or 6 feet long.
My goodness. Big old head like that.
Well, his mouth looked like it had a span of about 5 or 6 inches. Of course, I don't believe it was that way. It just looked that way.
Yeah.